get your mouth closed and prepare for the face-off.
For once, some hopeful news out of sports as the sight of Tim Tebow's humiliating defeat at the hands of the Patriots Saturday restored millions of people's faith in God.
Even now, thousands are crowding into churches, synagogues, mosques, all kind of places of worship to proclaim their faith and a benevolent supreme being.
And to that I say hallelujah, Kenny. 45-10 beatdowns don't just happen. There must be a thoughtful, caring, loving hand that guided Tim Tebow's throws into the dirt over and
over.
Yes,
watching that self-righteous loudmouth lose was a wonderful, joyful thing, but it doesn't mean God did it.
If you didn't feel God's infinite love when Tebow got his ass kicked, we weren't watching the same game. What are you, a man of reason all of a sudden?
The only time I see God is when I somehow pass a breathalyzer test. Until God at least maims Tebow, I'll continue to feel that he has abandoned his creation.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I want to hear a poem. I want to learn something I didn't know. I want to say yes at the end because I'm sick of saying so. I want to hear a poem about who you are and what you think and why you slam. Not a poem about me and my poem because I know who I am. I want to hear a love poem, a sad poem, and I hate my dad poem, a dream poem, and I'm not what I seem poem, and I need poem, and I also bleed poem, and I'm alone poem, and I can't find my home poem. I just want to hear a poem. I want to hear a poem about revolution, about fists raised high and hips twisting in a rumble like a Roomba. I want to follow the footsteps of Che and hear the truth about the day the CIA killed Lumumba. I want to hear a poem about struggle so that when I open my mouth, I can step outside myself. I want to listen to no less than the sounds of protest in the factories where workers sweat and make Air Jordans and Pro Keds. Because if you want to take shots at people, target Phil Knight and Bill Gates, contemplate how they own the products and they got the goods, how they act like they care, but they're just Robin Hoods. And because every second matters, I want to hear long poems and short poems about time and its limits, because it took less than 3 minutes to attack Admiral Louima, to frame Assata Shakur and destroy Hiroshima, to kill Eleanor Bumpers and Anthony Baez, to gun down Malcolm with bullets they bought from the feds. I want to hear a poem where ideas kiss similes so deeply that metaphors get jealous. Where the subject matters so much that adjectives start holding pronoun rallies at City Hall. Because I want to hear a poem that attacks the status quo, that attracts the claps of the cats with the fattest flows, that makes the crowd pass the hat and pack my cap with a stack of dough. I want to hear a poem that makes this audience yell, ho! Ho! Because I want to guess your favorite color than craft rhyme schemes out of thin air. I want to hear a poem about why the statute of limitations for rape is only 5 years. I want to hear a poem. I want to feel a poem. I want to taste a poem. Give me your spot on the mic if you want to waste a poem. I want to hear a poem.
This is the conspiratorial view of history as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
Infowars.com.
Man-made climate change is a total fraud.
Those are definitely chemtrails.
Did you know that Obama's not American?
I heard he's a clone.
I'm not using this toothpaste that has fluoride in it.
They're all Illuminati.
Prisonplanet.com.
Lady Gaga's Illuminati. Justin Bieber is Illuminati.
Google. Who killed Kennedy?
Jay-Z's Illuminati.
See what he just did with his hand?
UFO Vatican reptile.
I can't believe they found a body at the Queen's house. Lizard shit.
Ron Paul is a reptile.
Nah, she's a reptile.
Donald Rumsfeld is a reptile.
Maybe I'm a reptile.
I am Plato from the Pleiades.
They're gonna put us in FEMA camps.
My planet was destroyed by the Draco Reptilians.
Look, man, that is definitely Nibiru.
The only way to defeat the Draco Reptilians and ascend to the fifth dimension.
No, wait, that's Venus.
No, man, it's a total police state.
Is to raise your vibration.
No, I'm pretty sure that HARP caused the earthquake.
To raise your vibration, you must have only love in your heart.
You don't know what a FEMA camp is?
I'm not eating this if it's GMO.
Do you know how hard it is to love one of those things? They're hideous. That's why we lost the war.
The Rothschilds rule the world.
The Rockefellers rule the world.
Dude, the Jews run the world. Everyone's brainwashed.
No, she's brainwashed.
He's obviously brainwashed.
Who is the Antichrist?
Obama's the Antichrist.
Prince William is the Antichrist.
The Pope is the Antichrist.
Maybe I'm the Antichrist.
That guy's a total agent.
He's a total shill.
The Earth is hollow. That guy's totally COINTELPRO. Yeah, if you play Yes We Can backwards...
Thank you, Satan.
It's thank you, Satan.
Who killed Tupac?
They're spraying us.
Nah, don't take the chip, man.
Don't drink that. It has fluoride in it.
Shh. Do you hear that? Do you hear that clicking sound? Man, I think this phone's tapped. We can't be talking about this on here.
We're sorry. Due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you try your call again later?
A U.S. boycott of the Summer Olympic Games in Moscow had been considered at the White House almost as the first Russian soldiers began crossing into Afghanistan. By week's end, the U.S. position took form. President Carter saying on NBC's Meet the Press that unless the Soviets withdraw from Afghanistan in a month, the Games should be moved from Moscow to an alternate site or be postponed or canceled. He said it is not a decision he took lightly.
It's very important for the world to realize how serious a threat the Soviets' invasion of Afghanistan is.
This week began with the UN General Assembly's overwhelming condemnation of the Soviet intervention in Afghanistan. That may have sparked a change of strategy in the Kremlin. In Moscow, Gordon Joselov reports that the Soviets appear to be embarking on a peace offensive aimed primarily at Western Europe.
The line goes something like this. Just because the United States has been shown to be an unreliable partner who goes back on international agreements, this doesn't mean détente with Western Europe can't continue. France and West Germany are prime targets. There also seems to be increased efforts to provide as much convincing evidence as possible to third world nations that it is the United States which has long been interfering in Afghanistan's affairs. Soviet diplomats were stunned by last week's lopsided UN General Assembly vote on a resolution calling for withdrawal of all foreign forces from Afghanistan, especially the number of third world and Muslim nations lining up against Moscow. Soviet officials here say the third world nations reported unbearable U.S. pressure on them to vote for the resolution. So Moscow is now seeking to recoup those losses, trying to consolidate its position diplomatically around the world while it consolidates its position militarily in Afghanistan. Gordon Joselov, CBS News, Moscow.
American reporters were accused of biased reporting and thrown out of Afghanistan this week. A replay of events in Iran, where one of the last links between the American hostages and their homeland was broken. Among the U.S. reporters evicted from Tehran, Bert Quint, who's in Rome now. He looks back at the past year in Iran and finds some ironic parallels.
Ayatollah Khomeini remains the supreme chief, but just as last winter you would hear shouts of death to the Shah in the streets of Iran, now you hear, sporadically and isolated though they may be, shouts of death to Khomeini. These are the cries of followers of the rival religious leader, Ayatollah Shariat Madari, who objects to the autocratic powers Khomeini has assumed, and of ethnic minorities traditionally opposed to any central government in Tehran. The reporting of clashes between Khomeini's and Shariat Madari's followers was one of the causes of the ouster of American journalists. And just as there was jailing of political opponents and execution of political enemies of the Shah, now there is repression of the enemies of Khomeini. An example was the execution of 11 of Shariat Madari's followers after the recent rioting in Tabriz. The degree of unrest is different. Millions protested against the Shah and his regime, while today Khomeini still seems to enjoy considerable respect and popularity among the Iranian masses. But you do sense an unease that, given the country's economic problems, especially the high rate of unemployment, and the lack of an efficient central government, could become more widespread.
I don't have a TV, but one of my friends watches Fox News, and he thinks all of this is crazy. They must have some way to brainwash the masses through that television or something, because anybody that watches a lot of TV, they're brain dead.
have been recording strange noises like this one in Kiev for some time now. Videos filmed all over the world have appeared on YouTube, the first in summer last year. But no one's really sure what they're hearing. Speculation ranges from cloaked UFOs to military testing, to experiments by HAARP, a US research project that studies the ionosphere. But Nick Pope, who used to investigate UFOs for the MOD, reckons something more down-to-earth is to blame.
One possibility is that we're dealing with some sort of atmospheric phenomenon involving thunder, but sound can behave in very funny ways.
Don't shoot, I'm a hostage, okay?
We need to talk to who's in charge.
Drop the gun!
You don't have to do this.
Get back.
There's enough evidence to put us all away for life.
Don't move!
Get back, all right?
There's babies in the attic!
No!
You all right?
Coming from?
And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year to slay a third of men. Hear ye his sacred call on, the heavenly trumpet sound his name. The one true God comes to rapture his faith. Slay the wicked and send this evil world straight to hell. enough, God damn it, enough! Wait a minute, just wait a minute, everybody! No more fire and brimstone, preacher! What does that sound mean?
Well, boy, there ain't nothing left but fire and brimstone. Can't you hear? Can't you hear? It's the Lord's day of judgment. Or trumpet blast. The seals have been opened and the horsemen dispatched. Three more blasts and he closes the book on this wicked, wicked war. Praise his name. So come on. Come on, G-Man. G for godless, G for government. Come on. Come on, shoot me. Shoot me, you boot-licking, flag-worshipping heathen. Shoot me. It only hastens my reward in eternity. Shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me!
Special Agent Keenan? Special Agent Keenan?
What happened?
I subdued the suspect with a headbutt.
A headbutt?
Yes, sir. The suspect was standing unnaturally close. And then the trumpet blast sounded three more times and a fourth and a fifth. By then it was pretty clear the rapture wasn't going to happen, so we rounded up the remaining five pointers.
Hey, what was it? The trumpet blast.
Pardon?
The trumpet blast. What was it really?
Oh, that. Well, some new neighbors, these eco kids from the university with a compost collective, they got an acre off the ass end of the Five Point property, other side of the hill. Aben's been giving them a bunch of guff because of the smell of the compost.
Was it bad?
Get so you can taste it. But Aben's been harassing these kids, sending some of his bigger boys over to bitch at first, maybe break a window or two. Then I guess they went old school. Lots of sugar in gas tanks, burning bags of dog dish.
College kids.
No, that was Cooper and his church. The eco kids never so much as called the cops. They they got creative instead. They thought it'd be funny to take a page out of Revelations and get Cooper and his family's hopes up with the trumpets. So they got this big-ass, rusty old siren from a firehouse that just got a new one. The fire chief said they could have the damn thing as long as they carted it off as big as a Mini Cooper. So they trucked this thing down to their compost collective. They put it in a barn. They hook it up to an iPod, of all things. And they played these single-note trumpet blasts that they pulled off the internet.
People have been confirmed dead after a luxury cruise ship carrying more than 4,000 passengers ran aground off the Italian coast. Aerial images show the 114,000-ton vessel settled on its side and partly submerged, just a few hundred metres from the shore.
We had a blackout and everybody was just screaming out. All the passengers were running up and down. And then we we went to our cabins to get to know what's going on. And then they said that we should stay calm. It's nothing, it's just an electric shock problem or just some blackout thing. But the ship was already tilled, so you can imagine the ship already like this.
A rescue operation involving lifeboats, ships and helicopters was underway after the Costa Concordia hit a sandbar. Passengers said disaster had struck during their evening meal, with reports of some people jumping overboard. Rescuers are continuing to search for 50 passengers who remain unaccounted for.
Dramatic moment the Costa Concordia went down and the full horror of the sinking cruise liner was revealed. These are the audio recordings of frantic conversations between the Italian Coast Guard and the ship's captain.
Mi dice se ci sono bambini, donne o persone bisognose di assistenza. E me ne dice il numero di ciascuna di queste categorie. È chiaro? Guardi, schettino, che lei si è salvato forse dal mare, ma io la porto veramente molto male, faccio passare l'anima dei guai. Vado a bordo,
sto qua per coordinare, sto così.
Che sta coordinando lì? Povera guy, gioca banco te. They blame it on I am done.
New footage has been released by Italian police, which shows rescue divers scouring the wreck of the Costa Concordia. The divers who are carrying out the search for bodies on board the liner can be seen swimming through its different rooms. At one point, they can be seen passing an entire wall of smashed windows, through which tables can be seen. A suitcase floating in the water on a deck serves as a grim reminder that before last Friday, this was a bustling cruise ship full of people on their holidays.
Anything to eat and do, I and I get to blame. Anything to eat and do, I and I get to blame.
Rescuers searching the grounded Costa Concordia have been forced to take extreme measures to get to inaccessible parts of the ship. Experts placed explosive charges on the deck in an attempt to gain access to the cabins beneath.
A flash message received in the Kremlin today, and this was reported January 14th of 2012, from the Northern Fleet Command, whose Russian Navy flotilla is in the Mediterranean Sea, after having just left their Syrian port of call, reports that the anti-submarine ship Admiral Chabenko has detected the firing of a torpedo having the unmistakable signature of one fired from a Kilo-class submarine near Isola di Giglio, a popular vacation island 18 miles off the Italian Tuscan coast. Within 10 minutes from the detection of this torpedo being fired, this last message continues, a distress call was received from a cruise ship nearing the port of Isola di Giglio Costa, named Costa Concordia, and owned by Genoa-based Costa Cruises, stating that it had been, quote, attacked and was in, quote, immediate danger of capsizing. Reports from the London Telegraph about this attack state that the Costa Concordia's passengers' dinner was interrupted by a loud boom around 8 p.m. local time, with an initial announcement claiming that the ship was suffering an electrical failure, ordering everyone on board to don life jackets, and appearing to confirm this flash message of it being an attack. The Northern Fleet Command further states that after the initial distress call from the Costa Concordia, it was ordered by the U.S. Naval Air Station Signolia, located in Sicily, known as the hub of the Med, to cease open broadcasts and instead use NATO encrypted communications only. Most disturbing about this flash message, however, is it stating that the only known submarine currently suspected to be in the Mediterranean Sea is one or possibly two possessing Kilo-class torpedoes belong to the Islamic Republic of Iran or the Iranian Navy, which is the IRIN. Russian military analysts note that Iran has indeed previously stated its intentions to expand its naval forces reach into international waters, with the commander of Iran's Navy, Rear Admiral Habala Sayada, saying this past March that they plan to expand their Navy's operational zone far beyond the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman. In an 11th September 2008 report, the Washington Institute for the Near East Policy said that in the 2 decades since the Iraqi imposed war on Iran, the Islamic Republic has excelled in naval capabilities and is able to wage unique asymmetric warfare against larger naval forces. According to the report, Iran's navy has been, quote, transformed into a highly motivated, well-equipped, and well-financed force and is effectively in control of the world's oil lifeline, the Strait of Hormuz, unquote. Iranian naval leaders this past June, according to their state-run Fars news agency, further stated that they now had a total of 11 submarines, which they said would be used to patrol the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman, and that they would also send to distant waters such as the Red Sea and the Mediterranean.
Police beating in Melbourne. As Channel 9's Mary Wynn reports, in this video you can see an officer hitting and kicking a 66-year-old man with dementia for no apparent reason. We want to warn you, the video is graphic.
This is dash cam video of Melbourne police officer Derek Middendorf giving 66-year-old Albert Flowers a front kick to his stomach. Then he punched the man repeatedly while he was on the ground. In a report, the officer said Flowers walked towards him in an aggressive manner at a fast pace and he couldn't tell if the 66-year-old had a knife in his hands. Flowers' nephew, Garrick, yelled at the officer to stop and told him his uncle had dementia.
He's 66 years old. He had a triple bypass. I'm just concerned about my uncle. I'm thinking he's killing him.
Flowers owns a lawn care business, and an employee called the cops because he said Flowers pulled a knife on him during a fight about money. When police arrived, the family said Flowers never pulled the knife and that the issue had been resolved.
The money matters was taken care of, but I mean, you know, if he forgot or whatever, that's what I was there for.
The family said Middendorf was choking Flowers when another officer came over and tased him in the face. 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 Tased him in the face.
Don't tase me, bro!
Flowers ended up in the hospital for close to a month. No one may have ever seen this video. The officer actually turned off his video and audio equipment before the beating, but the department was able to extract the video from the hard drive, but not the audio. The only disciplinary record the officer received for this incident was a written reprimand for turning off that recording equipment. Flowers was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer.
All charges have been dropped against that man you've seen on tape being kicked and beaten by Humphreys County deputies. The DA now says the man arrested, Darren Ring, didn't do anything wrong that night, so Ring walked out of jail today. That happened at the same time the FBI handed out grand jury subpoenas all over the county. And several witnesses have now come forward saying Ring endured even more violence after the cameras stopped rolling. Channel 4's Dennis Ferrier broke this story last week. He's here with the newest developments tonight. Dennis?
Darren Ring stops on a Sonic on his way home to New Johnsonville. Just this morning, he was charged with aggravated assault and resisting arrest. Tonight, all charges dropped. Darren Ring's claims he didn't commit a crime, now supported by the state.
And I just wasn't comfortable with what I know about the case, leaving him in jail pending a trial. Given the facts of this case.
Public defender Jake Lockhart says the Humphreys County deputies and Waverly officers who beat and tasered Ring could not write an arrest report that could overcome the evidence shown on the video.
He was not told that he was under arrest. He was simply taken to the ground, and after he's taken to the ground, everyone who's seen the video sees what's happened.
Today, the FBI and TBI served federal grand jury subpoenas to the Humphreys County Sheriff's Department. One of the new allegations the TBI and FBI will be investigating is that Darren Ring was beaten and tasered again in jail while handcuffed in a cell.
Police may soon have a gadget that can actually look through your clothes and see if you're carrying a gun. Law enforcement types, they love the idea, but plenty of people say it might take surveillance just a bit too far. Mary Snow has the story.
In the movie Total Recall, there was nothing Arnold Schwarzenegger could conceal.
I got a lock.
Now the stuff of science fiction is edging closer to reality on New York City streets. If you were carrying a gun, it would look like this with technology the city's police force is developing with the U.S. Defense Department. The device would read the energy of a person's body.
Terahertz is a radiation that, in essence, comes from lots of things, but can come from the human body. What it doesn't penetrate is metal. or objects similar to metal.
And the commissioner says since the radiation can't penetrate metal, it makes the outline of a gun visible. The detector looks like this, and the plan is for it to be operated from inside a vehicle.
Right now, these devices only work from a couple of feet away, and the NYPD is hoping to stretch that to about 80 feet.
Just the possibility of using this technology is setting off alarms.
A response to a terrorist attack during the London Olympics might look like, as around 100 Royal Marines and 50 elite police officers took to the Thames for a dramatic dress rehearsal. With a Lynx helicopter flying overhead and fast response boats speeding along the river, this demonstration of firepower offered a glimpse into the security operation behind the Games. Although it comes amid fears attackers could use the capital's waterways to launch their attacks, Scotland Yard emphasised that no one should be alarmed.
It is still a Blue Games. There'll be something in the region of 12,500 police officers deployed nationally. I have always said we would have an element of niche military assets supporting us. That's just what that is.
Come August, Typhoon Jets and HMS Ocean, along with over 13,000 military personnel, will be deployed to protect the Games in an operation which is costing hundreds of millions of pounds, and Thursday's high-profile dummy run will seek to reassure visitors and deter any would-be attackers.
With the National Defense Authorization Act, the Enemy Expatriation Act, and other startling measures by the U.S. government to crack down on its own population making headlines around the world at the moment, the idea of an American police state is becoming all too familiar a tale. Less examined, however, are the international aspects of this encroaching police state, a high-tech 21st century control grid which adheres to no national boundaries and whose influence is increasingly being felt in countries throughout the so-called free world.
Bugged and wiretapped at the behest of the US. Swedish intelligence service, the FRA, has the power to monitor and intercept all internet traffic in the country. And thanks to leaked US State Department cables, we now know the controversial law was adopted after pressure from Washington. And the security services were deliberately kept out of it to reassure Swedes there was no funny business.
Next thing you know, there were four police jumped right on top of me. One of them put his knee on the top of my left temple and was just sort of like grinding me into the ground with his knee. It had knocked my glasses off, and I was yelling that my glasses were loose. And then the police said, well, you're resisting arrest. And he said, let go of your arm or else I'm going to break it. But I said, I can't move. The police officer told me to walk, and I told him I can't. He grabbed my left leg here, and he ripped it off. So then he orders me to hop, and I said, I can't. And then he said, you asked for it. So two police came, and they grabbed me under the shoulders like this, and then they started dragging me backwards to where they all had the police vans parked, and my elbows were digging, after a while, into the pavement, and I was screaming. I was in a lot of pain.
Twice over the past 2 years, the 730 report has highlighted surveillance video footage of what appears to be inappropriate use of force by Brisbane police. and Ian Birchley's experience now raises questions about the way in which the Queensland Police Service responds to internal complaints about this very issue.
If you dare to speak up, you can expect to get some kind of punishment.
Hola, chicos.
All aboard for the Child Patrol. The long arm of the law has just got a little bit shorter and smaller, with key cops helping to keep the Spanish streets of Cantabria safe. Police in the town of Santonia want their junior reinforcements to set a good example to others, correcting adults' misbehavior, as this officer explains. Good morning, sir. You mustn't cycle without a helmet. Oops, I left it at home. It's for your safety. And as for wearing a seatbelt behind the wheel, okay, I'm going to put it on right now.
DNA profiles of innocent people arrested in England and Wales can now only be held by police for a maximum of 6 years. The government's been forced to compromise after the European Court of Human Rights ruled it unlawful to hold DNA records indefinitely. Opponents say the plans are still too draconian.
Well, good morning, Mr. Schultz. President Schultz, I know it's my job to congratulate you, but given that we knew this result 2.5 years ago as a result of a stitch-up, there really doesn't seem to be much point. I mean, after all, nobody in Europe, whatever, modern-day Europe, would ever have a big, powerful job that was decided by a full, open process. I'm sure Mr. Barroso would agree. I was musing this morning. I was thinking, what kind of President Schultz are we going to get? Are we going to get a dignified, calm, a figure that behaves like the Speaker of all great parliaments around the world, somebody who puts himself above politics and the nitty-gritty of the day-to-day arguments and is an ambassador, indeed a statesman? Or are we going to get the Martin Schulz we've got to know since 2004 as leader of the socialist group? You know the one I mean, snarling, angry, unable to control his temper, intolerant of anybody with an alternative point of view, somebody who is contemptuous when in free referendums people have the temerity to vote no, somebody who is anti-British to his fingertips and doesn't like free markets. I was wondering which one would we get. Well, your opening speech has settled that question for me, and it's pretty clear we're going to have 2.5 years of political fanaticism from the chair. And I have to say, only a third world country, only a banana republic would want to have an overtly political president of a parliament. But it's what we've got. I may represent the smallest group in this parliament, Mr. Schultz, but I can tell you that it's a group whose ideas and whose views are now being echoed by a growing number of citizens right across this continent. I'm sure you'd agree, the opinion polls show it's kind of 50-50 whether people think this EU is a good thing or a bad thing. What we represent, sir, is not anti-Europeanism. That is not what it's about. We believe in nation-state democracy. We want a Europe of trade. We want a Europe of cooperation. We want a Europe that is responsible. We don't want a Europe that seeks to be a global superpower. We don't want a Europe run by Mr. Barroso and the Commission and the so-called community method. And I will do my very best to provide political opposition to your presidency over the course of the next 2.5 years, and I hope you give us a fair hearing.
Time to giggle.
Okay, all right. Well, nearly 23 million Americans tuned in to watch the royal wedding last spring, but by far the most anticipated event was when the Queen demanded her sovereign right to spend the first night with her grandson's bride-to-be. The tradition, which dates back nearly 900 years, included the ritual deflowering of both Princess Diana and Sarah Ferguson. And although the official gesture for Kate to follow the Queen into her bedchambers lasts just but a second, watch for it, right in there. There it is. One onlooker was able to snap this photo of the blushing bride before she was made into a woman by Her Majesty.
We want to run not a Republican campaign. We want to run an American campaign. This is the most important election of our lifetime. If Barack Obama can get reelected after this disaster, right, just think how radical he would be in a second term. So I have a proposal. With your help, we are now moving on to Florida and beyond. We don't have the kind of money that at least one of the candidates has. But we do have ideas, and we do have people. And we proved here in South Carolina that people power with the right ideas beats big money. And with your help, we're going to prove it again in Florida. Thank you. Good luck, and God bless you.
Go away, Biden.
South Carolina has seven major military bases and thousands of people employed in the defense industry. But you want to make major cuts in defense spending, several hundred billion dollars in the coming years, that inevitably would cost South Carolina jobs. What do you say to people in this state who worry that your military plans would hurt the national security and cost South Carolina jobs?
I would say your questions suggest you're very confused about my position. I want to cut money, overseas money. That's what I want to do. I want to cut military money. I don't want to cut defense money. I want to bring the troops home. I'd probably have more bases here at home. We were closing them down in the 1990s and building them overseas. That's how we got into trouble. So we would save a lot more money and have a stronger national defense, and that's what we should do. But to say that we would be weaker is absolutely wrong, because and another important thing you should consider is the fact that the military is behind me more than the others. I get twice as much money from the active military duties than all the other candidates put together. So they're saying that I'm on the right track. They're sick and tired of those wars. They're sick and tired of the nation building and the policing activity. But to say that we would have less money for defense, we actually have more money. And if I may, I'd like to go back to the international financial thing.
So, Congressman, just to be clear, your plan calls for freezing defense spending at 2006 levels, which is well below where we are today.
You still don't understand.
Echoes knocking on locked doors, all the laughter from before. I'd rather live out on the street than in this haunted memory. I've called the movers, called the maids, we'll try to exercise this place. Drag my mattress to the yard, crumble, tumble. This has to be a fun house, but now it's full of evil clowns.
let me break the news to you. You got to pay taxes. We're in a society that functions as an infrastructure. We've got a military. We've got, you're going to have to pay taxes. Should there be less government waste? Of course. But there's government waste. That's another thing you factor in. Do you ever waste money?
Of course.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, there you go. The government wastes money. That's another factor. Do I want it to be running out of control? No. Do I want to punish people who are businessmen? No. But you are going to have to pay taxes. And you know what? This is a pretty great country. We got freedoms like we can't believe. So.
Oh, you're coming over to my side now.
I was never against your side. I said, I'm not for no. These people who are dreaming that they're going to pay no taxes and there should be no government, like a Ron Paul. That guy's a complete freak. He's no military. No, this is that. They're dreaming. We are the number one superpower. We are the cops of the world. Yeah. Do I agree with him that we should be less of a role as cops in the world? Yes. Should we have a president who invades Iraq because he feels like it? Of course we shouldn't. But there are certain realities. You like getting in your car and driving on a highway. Guess what? You got to maintain that. Weather conditions crack the highways. We love a beautiful highway. We love beautiful buildings. We love infrastructure. We love our internet. We love everything. And some of that stuff has to be regulated by government. And it's not always fair and it's not always done well, but you're going to have to... These guys who carry on like lunatics, like Ron Paul, I mean, he's on the fringe. And these wackos in Iowa, you know, they're giving him his day. And the same with the Santorum character.
Well, one of the things he has said is that a homeland security issue is making sure sodomites and homosexuals cannot marry each other.
Well, immediately, should he have gotten 20-some-odd percent of the vote after you make a statement like that? I believe Santorum's another guy, I think, who's got problems with gay people.
That's Santorum I'm talking about.
Oh, that's it. I thought it was Ron Paul.
No,
two of them should
lock
up. So, I mean, listen, these are fringe guys.
Greater good.
The greater good.
How can this be for the greater good?
The greater good.
Simple physics. On. As many of your scientists are beginning to realize, everything exists all at once, all now, in a sense, all here. But you create the illusion of separation by creating differences in vibrational frequency. The only way to create the illusion of movement is to actually shift from parallel reality to parallel reality that's slightly different than the reality you were in before. So you're shifting now, you're shifting now, you're shifting now, you're shifting now, you're shifting now. This is the way motion is created. This is an actual thing that you do. This is the nature of how reality works. This is the nature of how change exists. Can you shift? The question is, what will you shift to? The idea is that you don't notice this so much because each new reality you shift to is very similar to the one you were existing in before. The idea of noticing the change is to create there to be a bigger difference.
simply comes down to the notion of definitions, how you define your reality. Belief systems, basically, is what we are talking about. All experiences in life are based upon the strongest definition you have bought into about that reality.
Do you like being a participant in the watering can of the flowers of freedom throughout the world?
Executives from fast food giant Arby's announced Monday the launch of the restaurant chain's new grab-and-go value meal, which allows customers to go behind the counter at participating franchises and carry away as much loose roast beef as they can pick up with their bare hands. The already wildly popular $2.99 deal gives patrons 15 seconds to frantically scoop up fistfuls of hot roast beef from piled-high steam trays set out on the floor, with the only stipulations being that cargo pants are not allowed, and one's shirt cannot be tucked into his or her pants with the intent of dropping roast beef down the collar.
A lot of pushing, a lot of clawing. Gotta watch these people steal the meat right out of your hands. As long as you hold your ground, it's an unbeatable deal. I mean, look at this beef I got.
Other fast food chains are beginning to follow suit, with Dairy Queen now charging customers $2.50 to drink from the soft serve nozzle until they need to take a breath, and Krispy Kreme expected to announce a 75-cent menu option that allows patrons to bring in any food item of their choosing and dunk it in the donut purveyor's signature glaze. According to a weird, completely unsolicited report issued by the Department of the Interior Wednesday, dry humping is an adequate sex alternative for teens. Baffled government sources said that the uncomfortably in-depth, incredibly well-researched 900-page document outlining the benefits of clothed genital stimulation over fully penetrative sex is all the more perplexing due to the subject matter falling far outside the department's purview of managing natural resources and administering programs for Native Americans. Despite its unsettling nature, some officials have acknowledged that elements of the report, specifically statistical models submitted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that measure the pleasure coefficients of various styles of dry humping, should be commended for its rigorous objectivity and may even be suitable for sex education curricula. And in science news, this week the nation's gross doctors recommended drinking 8 cups of warm clam juice a day. The report, issued by the CDC's Department of Gross Medicine, specified that each serving of the room-temperature clam extract should ideally have bits of shell floating in it and should be gargled in the back of one's throat for several seconds before being swallowed.
After your 4th cup of clam juice, we recommend eating whatever you find between your toes or just mixing the toe jam right into your 5th cup. It's really great for you.
Gross doctors added that people with shellfish allergies can substitute a gallon of tofu runoff. In sports, David Stern announces a new NBA Supernatural Investigation spinoff, NBA Nights. In other news, black conservatives throw their support behind a candidate whose religion believes black people bear the mark of Cain. The Supreme Court overturns right v. wrong, and a snake gets a tattoo of a dude on its face. We're through holding your hand this week. Time to return to muddling through life with no direction and few real prospects.
Now, go find the others. .com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.